it seems kind of silly, doesn't it? We hear this gospel passage from St. Mark. The disciples, the female disciples of Jesus, are going to the tomb hoping that they can anoint Jesus. They are still mourning. They are still grieving. They're wondering, oh, we got the oil. We got each other. We got up early to come and do this. But who's going to roll the stone back? We saw it the other day when we laid him in the tomb. That's a pretty big thing. They get there. They see the glory of it, the empty tomb. Maybe they're a little bit afraid. And the angel says something kind of absurd. Do not be amazed. I know that I'm this spirit, this angel that came down from heaven. I know that I'm just dressed in a dazzling white robe. I know that you weren't expecting to see me here. You were expecting to see Jesus. You weren't expecting the tomb to be open at all. Don't be amazed. Oh, yeah, Jesus isn't here. He's been raised up. But don't be amazed. He's been talking about it all this time, and you saw him butchered on the cross basically the other day, but don't be amazed. What do you mean, don't be amazed? Do not be amazed. He's raised up. Look inside. He ain't here. He is risen as he said. Do not be amazed. And yet one, when we truly do ponder the mystery of the resurrection, when we truly do live this resurrection, this Easter season, we can't help but be amazed. People don't just rise from the dead. People don't just come back from a dark, stone-cold tomb. It just does not happen. What do you mean, don't be amazed? On one hand, maybe, sure, it might make sense because Jesus has been talking about this for years. 3 years you've been following him. 3 years you've seen the resurrection of Lazarus. 3 years you've heard him teaching and preaching and healing. 3 years you watch him multiply the loaves and the fishes and feed all these people. 3 years. Why are you amazed? This is a day of joy. This is a day of actual amazement. Because people don't just come back from the dead. At least they didn't until this sacred night over 2,000 years ago. When the Lord Jesus rose, when the Lord Jesus got up, when the Lord Jesus rolled his headcloth, folded the garment that bound his dead, lifeless body, when the Lord Jesus had the stone rolled back, when the Lord Jesus walked out. That is something pretty amazing. And yet tonight as we sit in this church, as we entered in darkness, just like the tomb, no lights on, maybe it's a little bit cold. It's never cold up here in the sanctuary. I know y'all freeze out there. Sorry about that. We walk into the darkness and the sadness. We're still in mourning and grief. And then all of a sudden, this tiny little flame comes into the church. And we hear the light of Christ. Thanks be to God. The darkness is pierced by the light. The darkness is destroyed by the light. Little by little, as we too share in that one sacred fire, that one tiny light, it spreads throughout our church, illuminates it as a sign that we, with the Lord, overcome the darkness that we find in this life. I don't think I would have to press you too hard to poll the room and say, who out there has encountered some type of darkness in life? Who out there has undergone suffering or struggle or challenge? Who out there has been beat down? Who out there has suffered? Who out there is in pain? Who out there is wounded? Who has sinned? Who out there didn't drive the nails into the Lord's hands? Who out there doesn't need the glory and the light of the resurrection? I wouldn't have to press hard to find some example. You wouldn't have to think or remember too much before you found the same example. But do not be amazed. This night, brothers and sisters, is our night. This night, brothers and sisters, is the very reason that I can address you as my brothers and my sisters. This is the night where our Lord kicked open the tomb and triumphed over sin and over death. Hell no longer binds him. Do not be amazed that the Lord wants to work newness in your own life. Do not be amazed that he offers you a choice now, that just as he rolled back the stone of Lazarus's tomb and said, Lazarus, come on out. Do not be amazed that he does the same thing for you this very night, in every day of your life. Do not be amazed, brothers and sisters. The Lord is not done with you. He is not done working marvels and wonders. He is not done recreating, as we heard in the first reading. He is not done leading us to streams of living water. He is not done with you. He is not done with me. And do not be amazed that he is not done with this parish. He is not done with his church. Do not be amazed. This is our night to celebrate. As we pondered yesterday, our brokenness and our frailty, our imperfection, our sin that put the Lord on the cross, that led him to the tomb, that sealed him up tight. We ponder that so that tonight we can gloriously rise with him again, because he is not done. We can choose to stay in the tomb. We can choose to stay bound up in the burial cloth. See, Jesus came out of the tomb. Elsewhere in the gospel, the disciples look in and they didn't find the body, but they found the cloth. Jesus leaves it behind and says, I want you to do the same thing. Do not be amazed that I give you the grace to do so. Lazarus, on the other hand, Lazarus come out, and he comes hobbling out, still bound in the burial cloth. This is the night, brothers and sisters, disciples of Jesus Christ, that the Lord does something new in you, inviting you, urging you, begging you to cast off the burial cloth of your own sin, your own death, your own imperfection. Do not be amazed when he gives you the grace to do so. Maybe you think to yourself tonight, I've been trying for years, Father, and I still can't do it. Where's the grace? Where's the newness? Where's the resurrection? When was the last time you prayed with the image of the empty tomb? When was the last time that you expected the Lord to do something amazing? Dare him. Lord, I dare you to amaze me. I dare you to do something so wonderful, so new, so profound, so prophetic, so incredible that I just cannot believe it. I dare you. Lord, I'm open. I give you freedom and permission to do so. Brothers and sisters, he's not done with you. He's not done with this parish. And there are so many new things that he desires for you and for me. The time has long come for us to step up our game. The time is now for us to live as people of the resurrection. If we truly, absolutely, authentically believe that the Lord is no longer dead, then we need to live like it. We need to act like it. We need to believe, we need to pray, we need to sing, we need to worship like we believe it. Because you can look at any other religion on the face of this planet and point out to me a God, a leader, or someone who is still alive today. Point out to me a God who desires a depth of relationship with you. Point out to me someone who looks at you and says, my beloved one, the one I formed, the one I chose, the one I love uniquely. See, the Lord loves you not equally. You can measure something that's equal, but he loves you uniquely. In a way that he has never loved a human being before, and in a way that he never will love another human being again. That is the good news of the gospel. Brothers and sisters, that's the joy of the resurrection. Do not be amazed that there are so many more graces and good things for you. This is our night of redemption, and we do celebrate. Believe me, the alleluias are going to ring for the next 50 days. We sang it 32 times before the gospel was even read. We buried it and put it away 40-something days ago. And now we sing it out. It's the highest form of praise. Alleluia. Praise to the Lord in the highest. If we choose to be an Easter people, a resurrected people, an alleluia people, then this is the night when we should choose to step it up and to go and to proclaim it. This is a night to celebrate. And believe you me, after Mass, we're going to celebrate. I'll tell you about that after. You already know what's coming. This is the night where we see newness of light, because 12 of our brothers and sisters will go down into that water, rise to a newness of life, just as Jesus triumphed over sin and death, and bring them to newness of life. This is the night when 28 people will receive the gifts of the Holy Spirit and be sealed with those gifts and holy confirmation. This is the night when we see newness of life. This is the night where resurrection happens. This is the night, brothers and sisters, do not be amazed. Because the Lord wants so many more good, holy, fruitful things for you. This is the beginning of a 50-day celebration of the resurrection. The flowers are going nowhere. That Easter candle won't be extinguished until next Sunday. We will continue to sing. We will continue to pray. We will continue to raise our hands and finally proclaim, "Alleluia, the Lord is risen. Alleluia, he is here." And there's something that I want to bring back kind of from the dead, if you will, no pun intended. Centuries and centuries ago in the early days of the church, the Christians would greet one another during the Easter season, not by saying "Happy Easter." That word didn't exist 2,000 years ago. But when they would celebrate the resurrection, they would look at each other and they would say, "Christ is risen." It was a greeting. Christ is risen. It was a proclamation. Just like you see your best friend, you say, "Hey, how are you?" It brings joy to your heart. They would say see the same thing and say, "Christ is risen." And that's why we're brothers and sisters. Christ is risen. That's why I'm a disciple. Christ is risen. That is why we are here and why you are here. And we're going to bring that back to Christ the King. So when you hear the greeting, "Christ is risen," the response, and I know there's 15 different responses. Father Andrew said one word, I'm not him. When I say "Christ is risen," the response is, "Indeed, he is risen. Indeed, we believe it, because this is who we are. This is the newness of life. This is what brings us the joy of the resurrection that casts off the darkness and the sin and the stench of death. This is the mystery of our glory in Christ." So, brothers and sisters, Christ is risen.
He is risen.
Christ is risen.
He is risen.
I expect you to be listening throughout Mass because I might just throw them in there to test you. 50 days of Easter joy, 50 days of resurrection, 50 days to overshadow the 40 of our sins and our preparation during Lent. Brothers and sisters, alleluia. The Lord is back. He is alive and he desires you. He cherishes you and chooses you this night. I can't help but to imagine a smile on our Lord's face as he walked out of the tomb. Yes, because Satan cowers in fear. The netherworld trembles and earth awakens. And he thought of you. And he saw you in this church, in this moment, the very moment of your baptism, the moment where you receive him worthily, body, blood, soul, and divinity. He looked out into all of creation. He saw you as he walked out of the tomb. And he rejoiced. Brothers and sisters, Christ is risen.
He is risen.
This is our night, and we go forward as true, living people, the true and living church, and the true and living God. Do not be amazed, because he is far, far from being done. You've been listening to the Christ the King at LSU podcast. If you would like to become a golden giver or learn more about what we do, please visit www.ctklsu.org.